What's up, man? Alright, guys. Today's video is titled, I have a yacht, now where is all my honeys? Now, there are PUAs out there, guys, who are telling you that in 2022, in order for you to attract women, you need to have a Lambo and you need to have a yacht. I'm here to tell you that could not be further from the truth. Now, my family has been in the marine industry for 50 years, meaning that we deal with yachts, so obviously we will have a yacht of our own just to test our equipment on it. And if any of you guys need like stabilizers for your yacht or know anybody who wants stabilizers for their yacht, you know, DM me or let me know in the comment section. So yes, we do have a yacht, and like most Middle Eastern people, especially, you know, Jews, we do come from a good family. So yes, we got the yacht, we got the Benz. So where my bitch is at? Let me tell you something, guys. No hoe has ever been on our yacht. In fact, no hoe has been in my Benz. Why? Because they are not worthy of it. You guys need to understand something very simple, okay? I've been going to a pub here in small town USA since I came back from Romania. And there are guys in the pub who are getting their dick sucked in the back of the pub. There are guys who are fucking bitches in the back of their car. Do you think these guys have a Lambo? Nope. Do you think they have a yacht? Nope. How are they doing it then? Because they are attractive to women. Guys, I want you guys to understand something. If you are not attractive to a woman, then you have to simp. Bottom line. You know, I know these PUAs out there tell you, you know, if you buy my course, if you walk around town grabbing your junk saying, yo, 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 homie, yo, I'm alpha, you're gonna get pussy. No, no. Guys, I've seen it with my eyes at the pub, okay? I've seen it with my eyes. I've actually known about this as far back as 10, 12 years ago when I was driving cab, but I never seen it with my eyes until I started going to the pub here in small town USA. If a woman wants your dick in her pussy, she's gonna make it happen. She don't care if you have a Lambo. She don't care if you have a yacht. None of that means anything to a woman when you make that pussy wet. You guys need to understand, I've said it before and I'm gonna say it again. Women have absolutely no analytical reasoning or rationing brain. They go off of instinct. Women are closer to animals than they are to human beings, okay? You know, let's say a bear saw you and the bear is hungry. Well, guess what, motherfucker? That bear is gonna eat your ass. Don't trust me? Ask somebody named Timothy Treadwell. Oops, I'm sorry. He's not with us anymore because a bear ate him, okay? So when a woman sees a hot dude, she wants your dick in her pussy. She's gonna make it happen. Just like a bear or a shark or a tiger, if they're hungry, you happen to be there, they're gonna eat you. They're gonna go out and eat you, okay? A woman is gonna do the same thing if you make that pussy wet. So all these PUAs out there who are telling you, you gotta learn game, you gotta dress fancy, you gotta have that Lambo in the parking lot, this is all simping for unattractive men. You guys out there need to make a rational decision. You need to tell yourself, am I a fuckboy or am I a trick, okay? A fuckboy is a guy who gets pussy solely based off of looks, okay? A trick is a guy who pays for pussy. So you're either a fuckboy or a trick. Guys, there is no middle, okay? The middle ground is the relationship ground. Women don't want relationships, okay? Women want to be free agents. You know, like Coach Greg Adam, he tells you guys to be free agents in life. Well, women also want to be free agents as well. So they don't want marriage. They don't want relationships. They just want to live a hedonistic life of, you know, screwing hot guys. So you either are going to be that hot guy that they're going to screw, or you're going to be a trick, you know, where they charge you, you know, $100, $150, $200, and they're going to use that money to buy Louis Vuitton and travel and all that type of shit. So all women today need in 2022 is they either need good dick from the fuck boys, or they need the money of the trick. Now, in the middle, again, there is no relationship. Yet, what women will do in the middle is that they'll have a pretty much a eunuch. That's a beta male. That's a soy boy who is so low T that he'll pretty much be her gay boyfriend who'll be willing to put up with her bullshit. I see that in the beta male cafe where women, they'd have this guy. And the guy, they're pretty much dragging the guy around by the dick, assuming he actually does have a dick down there, because he's so damn low T. And this is what women want, guys. They either want the fuckboy giving them that good dick, they want that trick down there being the guy giving them money for sex so they can get Louis Vuitton handbags. And in the middle, they want the simp slash soy boy to pretty much be their ATM, you know, like Red Pill Mary, it said attention, time, money. And in all honesty, these women don't even want the money anymore. They just want the attention, okay? You know, women have their own money. You know, you got welfare from Big Daddy government. You got corporations hiring women solely because they have a vagina. Not to mention, a lot of women out there, guys, are actually undercover prostitutes, like MGTOW Dictionary says. So these women, they don't want money. So ATM really should be nothing about attention. It should be attention and it, you know. They just want attention and time. Because you guys have to understand, women need somebody to talk to. This is why women have cats. This is why in the past, women would have half a dozen children so they can have somebody to occupy their time and get attention from. Today, women don't want to have children because according to feminism, children are bad for you. So women are not having children. Nevertheless, women still want attention. They still want time. So what they do, assuming they don't become crazy cat ladies, is that they go out and they get themselves a beta male soy boy, okay? You guys don't want to be that guy in the middle, okay? Again, you're either a fuck boy, that's the best you can be. And let's be honest, a lot of us, including myself, are not fuck boys. Or at the bottom, you a trick. You paying for sex. Wham, bam, thank you, ma'am, okay? Personally, I don't do that. I wanted to do it one time in Romania on my last day in Europe with Yogi Ob's sister. She really wasn't his sister. I mean, she was kind of tall, but she looked like she could be related to him. Kind of exotic in a way, but it just didn't feel right for me. So, point that I'm trying to make to you guys, you don't want to be that guy in the middle, okay? You want to be the fuck boy, which is the best, or a trick, which is paying for pussy. Again, I don't do that shit. I wanted to, but I was like, nah, this ain't for me. But look, for a lot of guys out there, tricking is your only hope. I'm keeping it real for you. You don't want to be that motherfucker in the middle, okay? And the last thing you want is to be what those PUAs out there who tell you, you gotta get a yacht, you gotta get a Lambo to get laid. Because that, not only is that simping, but that's going to put you in a lot of debt, guys, okay? Owning a yacht is expensive. Now, again, my family has been in the marine industry for 50 years, so they can do a lot of the work themselves, okay? The cars we have, we buy that up front in cash, so we don't have, you know, car notes where fucking tow truck is going to take your car from you if you don't pay $1,000 a month. So I'm gonna tell you guys something. I'm seeing a lot of grifters come into the manosphere in 2022, okay? As more and more incels in denial come into, as more and more incels be made. You have to understand, incels are made, okay? How are incels made? Very simple. A girl doesn't want your dick in her pussy. You guys need to understand, thanks to Tinder, women have a stable of hot men. At any time, guys, a woman can order Chad Thundercock. I've said it before, now I'm going to say it again. It's easier for a woman in 2022. It's actually been easier for a woman for the past couple of years, not recently. It's actually easier for a woman to get Chad to hop, to get on top of her than it is for you to get to order pizza. I mean, let's use our brain, okay? In order for the modern female to get Chad Thundercock on top of her, what does she have to do? Swipe right, then she messages him. Okay, so let's count the steps, okay? She swipes right, she messages him, hey. He messages her back, sup. She says, this is my address. Okay, so right now we have four steps. And then he comes over, and a lot of these girls, they actually leave the door open. They're in the bed, naked, legs spread open, pussy wet. All Chad has to do is just swing open the door, get on top of her. Half an hour later, he's gone. So all it takes is four or five steps for a woman to get Chad to Nagasaki, Hiroshima, her pussy. Now, for you to order a pizza, what do you have to do, right? You have to choose the pizza crust. You have to choose the toppings. You have to choose the sauce. And then you have to choose whether it's going to be delivery or takeout. Then you have to pay with the credit card or cash. Then you actually have to go to the store, or you have to wait for the driver to show up. See? Right off the bat, four or five steps for a woman to get laid, and you need at least six, maybe seven steps to order a fucking pizza. So it's easier for a hoe to get shed than she is to get pizza. Now, a lot of these PUAs out there, guys, they're now telling you, go to Latin America to get laid in America, to in Latin America, right? Guys, see, women here in America, they're past that. They're past the whole PUA phase. You see, when you go up to a girl and you try to run game on her, she knows exactly what you're doing. You guys have to remember, a lot of these guys out there, you know, these PUAs who will remain nameless, yo, homie, yo, I'm alpha. Their PUA tactics worked back in the 90s and early 2000s, right? Back when they didn't have internet, back when the only people you knew were in your small town. So when you go run game on a girl, yeah, you're probably the only guy she knows of in that area, so she'll go home with you. But today, where a woman can be flown out to Dubai, you're a nobody. So when you go up to a girl, you're gonna run game on her. It's like, bruh, she has 500 people right there on her smartphone. Minimum smart 500 people. That's people she matched with, not people who swiped on her. I did a Tinder experiment with Georgia Free. You know, Georgia Free, the girl who's like a 4. I kicked her off of the internet. If you guys remember, I did a video titled, I kicked Georgia Free off the internet because I exposed her because she claimed to be a red pill woman, but in reality, she's about as evil or even more evil than the typical female out there. So she's off the internet now. She's a fucking 4. I did an experiment with her on Tinder in small town USA, right? Here in small town USA, guys, I am Amar Wally. I'd be lucky if I get a couple matches a month. Georgia Free got over 2,000 people swiping on her. I know I had gold member at the time, you know. I was a gold member. This is actually last year after I came back from Dominican Republic. You know, when I was in Dominican Republic, I had Tinder Gold just to see who matched with me back in Dominican Republic. And I was only in Dominican Republic for a week. So when I came back here to America, right now where I am in small town USA, you know, I wasn't getting much matches. So I'm like, you know what? Fuck it. Let me experiment with Georgia Free and see what's up, right? That bitch got 2,000 plus guys swiping on her in a matter of days. In fact, I actually had to cancel. Take down her profile because my phone was going zit 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 zit. You know, I thought my phone was probably going to go bad from all the zit 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 zit. Let me tell you something. I put Georgia Free's profile up at night, like 2 in the morning, okay? You know, I was eating some oatmeal before I go to bed, so I'm like, hey, let me put Georgia Free's, let me put Georgia Free up on my Tinder, you know, that way when I wake up in the morning, see how many matches I got. Guys, I'm not lying to you. At 2 in the morning, my phone was going zit, 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 zit. That bitch got a couple of hundred matches just within half an hour, 45 minutes. So from 2 to like 3 in the morning, that bitch was already at 200 matches, okay? This just goes to show you how thirsty men are. And Georgia Free, she's a 4 at best. She's post-wall. She has that eye that tends to wander wherever it feels like it. She has a forehead that a Boeing 747 can land and take off on. She's not an attractive girl at all. Yet, you got black guys, you got white guys, you got Hispanic guys. You got guys from all over, you know, South Florida trying to get with fucking Georgia Free. So imagine a 21-year-old hottie. It's like, dude, who are you to even talk to her? She has guys who are multi-billionaires. In fact, this one Indian guy, he was Indian, so not much to look at. But you know what? He owned a private jet. There you go, guys. So now, not only do these sub-average women have access to Chad and Tyrone, they also have access to millionaires and billionaires. So this whole PUA thing, it's over with. This is why I'm hearing about PUA guys telling you, well, you gotta go overseas, you gotta run game overseas. Dude, do you think some girl in fucking Colombia is gonna put up with you because you're American? Here's the thing. If you don't make that pussy wet, guys, you need to understand. If you're a loser in America, you're going to be a loser somewhere else. Let me say that one more time. If you are a loser with women in America, you're going to be a loser overseas. Now, I tell you guys, here in America, I'm monk mode. Why? Because I'm deathly afraid of Me Too. It's simply not worth it for me. As you guys know, I own and run MGTOW TV, Manosphere.tv. So not only do I make sure the website works, but I'm the one who actually pays out the content creators. There are people making thousands of dollars a month off of MGTOW TV. So if I go to jail, who's going to pay them out, right? Nobody. And you guys have to keep in mind, a ticket from Fort Lauderdale to Cancun, $150. Guys, the plane trip from Lauderdale to Cancun is shorter than the car ride from where I am to Lauderdale Airport, okay? If I was to leave where I am right now and I go to Fort Lauderdale Airport, it's gonna take me a little bit over 2 hours. The plane ride from Lauderdale to Cancun is like an hour and 52 minutes, okay? So for $150, I could be getting my rocks off in fucking Cancun. This is why I tell you guys, you gotta go overseas. And it's not because you're a loser here and all of a sudden you're gonna be a winner in overseas. It's simply because you don't have to worry about Me Too, false rape accusations, and all that bullshit like you would here in America. So, you guys gotta understand that people, it's hard to make money, okay? A lot of businesses are going out of business. Food is getting expensive. Gas is getting expensive. Rent is getting expensive. A lot of these grifters on the internet, they don't want to get a real job. They don't want... Sorry about that. I mean, imagine going to work at the Home Depot making minimum wage. Even if you're making $15 an hour, heck, even if you are making $20 an hour, that's not enough to live, especially if you're out in a place like California. I mean, okay, here in small town USA, where I'm living right now, small town USA in South Florida, okay, let's say you're doing $20 an hour, right? $20 an hour, 8 hours a day, $160 a day times 5, that's what, $800, right? $800 a week, right? I'm not even taking taxes out of that. So $800 a week times 4 weeks, that's $3,200. So you're making $3,200 a week if you're making $20 an hour. I'm not even taking taxes out of that money, out of your paycheck, okay? So you're making $3,200 a week. Rent here went from $1,200 to $2,400, okay? So right off the bat, that $3,200, you only have $1,200 left. And out of that $1,200, food got expensive, man. Food went up, realistically, 20% since Scamarona started. And how much is food, right? I mean, I eat for $10 a day. So, let's say you eat for $10 a day times 30, $300, okay? So, out of the $3,200, $2,400, let's say $2,000 goes to rent. Another $300 goes to food. Here, you have to have a car, man. There is no public transportation where I'm at. So, let's say you work around here. How much are you going to waste on gas? Or let's say you're going to waste $200 of gas a week, right? Or not a week, a month. Assuming you go around, you know, 20 miles, 20, 30 miles a day, right? $200 in gas. So, we have $2,000 rent. We have $300 food. We have $200 gas. So $2,500 out of $3,200 is gone just for you to have a place to sleep, food to eat, and gas in your car, okay? Now, taking care of a car, that costs money. I mean, like, Benzes break down all the time. So out of $3,200, guys, you're really not going to have anything to save up. And let me tell you something. A lot of these people in small town USA where I am, they're not making $20 an hour. They're making $10 an hour. And even at that, they're only working part-time. So, these grifters, they'd be lucky if they can work at Starbucks, making, you know, $7.93 an hour. So it's a lot easier and better for them to come on the internet and tell you, yo, homie, yo, I'm alpha. If you buy my courses, if you sub to my Patreon, you too can be an alpha male and fuck bitches all day. No. Mm-mm. You either gotta be a fuck boy or you have to... trick, meaning that you have to pay for pussy, guys. That's your only two options, okay? In 2022, it's gonna be simp level is gonna be over 9,000. Let me say that one more time. Simp level is going to be over 9,000. And the reason behind it is that a lot of these women out there, they're not giving up the pussy. They're not giving up that pussy unless you are one of two things. Unless you make that pussy wet or you're like some really, really rich dude. Okay? The average guy, which I'm average, you're average, okay? Our options as average guys is pretty much be a fuckboy, which again, I'm not a fuckboy. If you're watching this video, chances are you're not a fuckboy either. So, if you're not a fuckboy, you gotta be a trick. You gotta pay for that pussy. Now, in my case, I'm Amit Wali at 6'3". Yes, I know I can lose some weight. It's just that I have so much work to do on MGTOW TV. And you guys have to ask yourself, I mean, if I go and I exercise and I, you know, lose weight and I become a fuckboy, that's going to benefit me. It's not going to benefit you. But if I'm working on MGTOW TV, you know, 4, 5, 6, 7 hours a day, that's going to benefit you. So I would rather work on MGTOW TV than go to a gym and try to be a fuckboy, okay? That benefits you more than it benefits me. So you guys have to get it through your mind that PUAs are dead, okay? PUA tactics are gone. The 90s, early 2000s are over, okay? Women today are not dumb, okay? Every time, whenever you go up to a woman and you're like, hey, baby mama, what you doing tonight? She knows that you want to stick your dick in her pussy. So when you go up to a girl, automatically, she knows she has superiority over you. Let me say that one more time. When you approach a woman, she automatically has superiority over you. So she's gonna try to turn you into a beta male orbiter because in her brain, she is higher value than you because you came to her. Guys, you need to understand something. Women don't mind taking their shots, okay? I know the PUAs out there, they'll tell you, oh, women are deathly afraid of rejection. Hell no, motherfucker! Women are not afraid of rejection. Let me say that one more time. Women are not afraid of rejection. This is what PUAs out there tell you so they can give you the idea that, yeah, that girl over there, man, she wanted you. She wanted you bad, bro. But you didn't have the confidence to approach. Confidence, bro. Confidence. No, bro. Woman will approach you if she wants dick in you, if she wants your dick in her pussy, okay? The other day, man, I was at the pub working on MGTOW TV like I normally do. You know, closing time, you know, a cute little blonde. She was a bit on the chubby side, but hey, at least she was like a 6.1, 6.2, you know? She pretty much sits on my lap, like her breast, like pretty much over here. No, I didn't take her home or do anything like that with her. But hey, woman will approach you if they want your dick in their pussy and they are not afraid of getting rejected. A woman will take her shot and she will keep on moving, okay? You guys need to understand. You as a man, you can go out there and, you know what, I'm going to give you a real story, okay? This video is getting kind of long. When I was driving cab 12 years ago in LA, I knew this guy. This guy was a real sleazeball. By the way, there's a PUA out there who calls you all sleazeballs. Where are my sleazeballs at? Manipulator hypergamy. Yo, homie, yo, I'm alpha. So anyway, this sleazeball, he was a scrawny white kid. I kind of liked him. You know, he had a certain charisma to him, but nevertheless, he was a sleazeball. And I would drive him around from dive bar to dive bar up in North Hollywood. And he'd tell me that his method of getting laid is that he would go up to these single women who are at the bar, and he would pretty much say to them, "Wanna fuck? Wanna fuck? Wanna fuck?" He'd tell me that most of the time he gets slapped, but out of maybe 100 times he would get a couple of girls. So, yes, when a man approaches a woman, he can get rejected 95 times out of 100. You know, so a lot of guys out there, they don't want to approach women because you're gonna get rejected by that woman, and you might get rejected by another 94 women after her. But a woman knows, if you reject her, guess what? The guy right behind you is not going to reject her. So this is what you guys need to understand when these PUAs out there, they tell you, "Oh, women are deathly afraid of getting rejected." No, they're not. They're not afraid of getting rejected because they want your dick and their pussy so bad that they are willing to get rejected. And also at the same time, they know that some other guy out there is going to say yes to them. So the bottom line here, guys, is that if you have to buy a Lambo and a yacht to get laid, you are simping. And again, most guys will have to simp to get pussy. But for those of you guys who don't make a woman's pussy wet, your best option is to trick. And one of the best things about going overseas is that you... Look, you can trick in Mexico for $100, okay? There's a new YouTube channel here by a guy that by the name of QB. I actually met him in Mexico when I was in Mexico last year. You know, I met him in Mexico. He did have girls. He does have receipts. So if you guys are wanting to go out to Mexico, you want to live in Mexico, you want to get laid in Mexico, QB is a consultant. I'll link you his YouTube channel if you guys want to get in touch with him and see if he can, see if he can provide you with consultation services on how to live in Mexico or get laid in Mexico, if that's what you want to do. But one of the things about traveling overseas, guys, is that instead of paying $500-$600 for a fugly looking woman like you would here in America, you can get yourself a hari in Mexico for about $100. That's number one. Number two, you don't have to worry about Me Too. You don't have to worry about false rape accusations. So going overseas is not gonna make you automatically go from, "Ech, he ugly," to, "Oh my god, he's so hot." It doesn't work like that, okay? It only benefits you when it comes to tricking by going overseas. So the bottom line, when you see all these PUAs telling you, "Go to Colombia, man! You can run game in Colombia, bro!" Women have access to all the dick in the world they want. Your dick ain't worth it unless you are a fuckboy or you are somebody who's like super duper rich. And again, if you have a Lambo, if you have a yacht, yeah, advertise it, you know? Ride around with a fake Rolex, you know, have your G-Wagon parked right outside the club, advertise that shit, you know, walk around town going like this, you know, wear a gold chain with this wrapped around your neck, you know, that way women know you have money. Yeah, sure, if you want to simp like that, but I don't do that. You guys know me, we got the yacht, we got the nice cars, I just don't advertise that shit, because you guys need to understand, these women out there, if you realistically use your brain, not your small head, but your big head, these women out there are not worth it to be on a yacht. They're not worth it to ride in a Benz or a Beamer, let alone a Lambo. So, in closing thoughts, like TFM said, women are great, women are amazing, women are beautiful. The problem is you got all these beta males, all these simps who elevate sub-average, mediocre women to pretty much goddess level, you know. There's a picture floating around of guys on a yacht, and they have these mediocre-looking women with them on the yacht. In fact, one woman was going like this, you know, she didn't want to be seen in the picture. You know, a lot of these women who will go with you on a yacht, they will go there simply so they can get pictures, you know, selfies on the yacht, put it up on Instagram, so some rich guy in fucking Dubai can fly him out to Dubai. So even if you have a yacht, doesn't guarantee that the bitch is gonna take your dick and her pussy. All that means is that, yeah, I'll go on a yacht with you, but you ain't gonna see my pussy. I'm just going on the yacht with you to take selfies to elevate my SMV, okay? So, I cannot stress this enough, guys. I cannot stress this enough. There are guys getting their dick sucked in the back of a pub. There are guys having sex in the car outside of the pub. Do they have a Lambo? Nope. Do they have a yacht? Nope. So what's their secret? Is it because they walk around town grabbing their junk going, yo, 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 homie, yo, alpha? Nope. It's because they make that pussy wet. So, if you are not financially well off, like fucking multi-millionaire, millionaire is not good enough in 2022. You need to be multi-millionaire. So, if you are not multi-millionaire status, your two options: be a fuckboy, which, let's be honest, 95%+ of us, including me, are not, okay? Or you need to trick. In other words, you need to pay for pussy, okay? Now, me, Amar Mitwali, I'm not a fuckboy. And I am not gonna trick. I tried to do it in Romania. It just didn't feel right for me. So, my job is to find something in the middle. That's my job, okay? Can it happen? Can it not happen? Well, we just have to experiment and find out. But you cannot do this in the West. You guys need to get the fuck out of the West. Which, coincidentally, a lot of you guys out there are saying, yo, Amar, go to the gym, lose weight, you know, cut, you know, shave the beard, get rid of the gray hairs, you know. Guys, going to the gym, getting rid of the gray beards, getting rid of the gray beard is not going to help me get the fuck out of America. Working on MGTOW TV, Manosphere.tv, that will help me get out of America. Because at the end of the day, guys, at the end of the day, you need to make money. You need to make fuck you money. You need to make money online, and you need to make money while you sleep, okay? That's the only way you can get out of the West and live comfortably overseas. So, guys, right now, right this minute, if you're not a fuckboy getting pussy thrown at you, what you need to do, get that fuck you money, leave the West, stop listening to PUAs, you know, stop buying such courses as how to end up in prison with Baba as your cellmate, and how to creep out women by following them around New York City going, yo, 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 homie, yo, I'm alpha. Get woman out of your mind. When I go to the pub to work on MGTOW TV in a couple of hours, am I there thinking to myself, I want to get my dick sucked. I want to have fucking sex in the back of my Beamer. No, I'm not doing that, okay? I'm there to get MGTOW TV up and running. You know, a lot of you guys are on MGTOW TV, you know for a fact I did a big update to MGTOW TV the other day. Guess where I did that update from? I did it in the pub. Yes, there were dozens of women at the pub, but you know what? They don't get attention, they don't get priority. MGTOW TV does. You guys get priority, not a bunch of sub-average bitches. This is what I want you guys to come to the conclusion to. Stop rewarding dirty, dirty sharmutas. That is the bottom line here. Stop rewarding mediocre, subpar women. That's number one. Number two, stop listening to these PUAs. They'd rather grift off of you than go work at Home Depot for 10 bucks an hour. And number three, in 2022, simp level is gonna be over 9,000. So you either need to be a fuckboy, you either need to be a multimillionaire to attract women, which is simping, or you need to pay for pussy. So if you're going to go down the pay-to-play route, you know, a lot of guys are going down that route. Heck, even Coach Greg Adams talks about, you know, tricking himself. So consider going to Mexico. Again, guys, Mexico is only $150, 1 hour and 53 minutes from where I am. You know, if I go down to Lauderdale, obviously no planes from small town USA to Mexico. But whatever the case, guys, is you can actually go to Mexico for the weekend, $500 plane ticket, round trip, and fuck hot bitches over there if you are the type of person who's willing to pay to play. Which, again, I tried doing it. It's just not my thing, okay? So that's my video for today. Hope you like, share, comment, subscribe, and I'm going to see you in the next one. Take care of yourselves. Peace!